case about the future of the I hold their kind of books.
I hold one?
Yes,
no, just,
yeah.
He doesn't want anyone else for his
time. How's it like this? Or how do we?
Either way you want to. I think it would all be like, just been presented the,
Yeah, oh, I
just administrative announcement.
You never, it'll all look awkward.
Take a long time. We did not find it.
has been very helpful. But as you know, we took all of your recommendations and spread them all over the government. That's how, so the response is basically, one is, should be relevant to the matters that you raised rather than simply one that you prepared here. So, so it got them thinking about some of the problems.
Well,
that was speaking, it's critical.
No, I wanted to just point out another thing, that these three delegates who are chairman and vice chairman and vice chairman, elected by their colleagues in Estes Park, did something quite unusual. We gave them budget. It was $152,000 for the following fiscal year, and they advised us on how best to spend the money. And they paid out about one-third to run a small office, three people, about one-third to print the reports, make a film, and so forth, and about one-third for grants, demonstration grants, to other young people who were doing things that were in keeping with the spirit and the recommendations that came out of Estes Park.
Who determines the grants?
They determine the grants, and they determine...
We have a committee of 11 of us. The grants were announced through your office today. And we think, and I speak for Helen and Chris, that through these grants that we can focus additional attention on problems such as one I'm interested in, the age of majority. There's a grant in there which will allow
the Michigan Mission.
Right, to study the age of majority, what's happened in Michigan since it was enacted.
That's been recommended nationally. You know, it's of course the problem which has to be is a question of the state-federal relationship, but you're pretty high on it, as I understand it. I have a memorandum on it.
Correct.
From the governor.
We've appreciated the support you gave the governor on the report in the age of majority, but that's just one of the, and that's sort of an
one thing that you have that you might do, which I'm sure you've already thought about, is to, I think you might appear for both platform committees on that issue. Because if you can do that, what's your name, so Steve? I can assure you the Republican platform committee will hear you, and I'm sure the Democrats naturally will jump in the chance too. Because after all, this is a nonpartisan group. If you go to the platform committee, if you can get a position that you believe should be included, it would be quite unusual. It would be the first Chair, the thing I would hope is that if all of you would, I remember had the opportunity to attend, well, my convention signing committee for years ago, when I first was out of college, I made conventions. It's always a great experience just to go, just to be there with all the people and the excitement. But the most thing, there are two things that I remember that all of you remember is that, first of all, that the people that you meet, that you know, you develop friendships, and not only friendships, but you develop that dialogue that will go, some will go on for the rest of your lives. And that's very important. And there are people that you met there you never would have met, you wouldn't have met in the Navy or anyplace else. So that's number one. Some of them will agree with you, some will, but I've got people that I met in conventions through those, years. The other thing is to try to see that it just doesn't end up in a report. This White House library and the Library of Congress is piled full of, as you well know, thousands of reports. White House conferences on children, aid, education, health, and a number of things. You just collect dust, dust, dust. So something's happened sometimes, but the important thing is to, of course, is to follow through. Steve very much had this in mind, not only this one, but the other one. He's our expert on the conference.
We hope that both through the grants which were issued and also the fact that you have gone a step farther, that this report will not be one of those again. There's
right. Less to well, one good way, as I say, to see that it does go a step further is the platform committee, because you'll have to. Later, but there you reach the whole, you reach both parties, you reach the congressmen and senators as well as the executive branch, and you might reach the country if you get a little play through the newspapers and so forth.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
All right, I'm just going to catch you by 1 minute. Well, one day I will get in my chair with a little crowd in the Senate, and you will go to China. Those trees are, you've heard of dwarf trees, these are very young, that's only 25 years old. I showed it, I showed it, when you're taking charge of this.
That tree is 22 years old.
That's one of those dwarf trees, it never gets any bigger. It'll grow and it stays like that, but they grow things. But one day, you see, because of what we've done, and we, at least we started, you'll be able to go to China. One of those. Or even the moon. China's much more interesting. Or Russians. But travel on here, and you can't mind, since you get this, you get old enough, and you get through school, if necessary, borrow money and trust. And I tell you why, when you get too old, you know, you've got enough money, and you get too old, you're too old to enjoy it. I see old people, you know, walking around in jeans and dress, coming off the tour ships. And they save their money all their life, take a trip, and they're too old to enjoy it. So when you're young, borrow the money at the bank.
They got to sit off ready.
Oh, they got to be smart. Go there. A friend of mine, girl, Homer, was, oh, new man, new sign.
Right.
Bye.
case you wanted.
The grant, we're going to have to change one page here.
At 12.
Yeah, we're still working on page 12. We have to, it may be no changes required, but there will be a change required in that press copy.
Okay, I have taken out that one sentence Bob told me on the press copy, but they won't go, they're not going to go until, you know, tonight or tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I may need one more sentence. I'm sorry, but I'm Walter, so I'm going to go over to the French part.
Oh, good.
Teach me my French.
Oh, that's good.
Boy, going to Canada is a pain in the neck, isn't it?
It's going to be awfully hard for you right now. Be there.
Well, I'm just been a white kid getting there.
Black card.
Well, the one tomorrow night is pretty easy. I've got 4 hours tomorrow, I'm trying to make a country to do a business. It's not bad. Easy for it.
Well, then get it out of the way. You have to do it sometime. And the sun's out now. I'm glad. I was like, it's your turn.
I told you, I was not told these young people when they came in. I didn't think Frank would ever. Well, here's Henry with the query right now. So you don't have to speak that very early.
I have one in here. If you want.
Henry, did I ask you about one other sentence that I thought you wanted to take out?
Right.
That I'm coming on this side. He said we were doing the right thing.
Absolutely. spacing is not a sit tight. The seemingly safe thing. But the seemingly safe thing also would have been Leah was again on the phone telling me, I just want you to know we can win at the South. I said, well, I know, we're not playing full width in the South.
Did you tell her we were playing?
I said, well, we're playing a big game. Have confidence in us. The president knows exactly what he's doing. He said, yes, I just want you to know, though. But he said this about Cambodia. Do you remember when he said, we could have won without...
Yeah, we didn't need it. After it was over, he said, we really didn't need it. He said, it's good. He said, but we didn't need it.
I tell you, Mr. President, if they had those caches still in Cambodia, we would now have in military region 3.
We'd have Saigon in terror.
We'd be in an impossible situation.
And also, if we hadn't hit Laos, we would have had this hit last year.
If we hadn't hit Laos, we would have had this either last year or so early this year that we would have been in desperate trouble. Plus all the tanks they lost in Laos that they would have had available, it would have been a... The only tragedy is if Abrams hadn't screwed up Laos, we wouldn't have this year.
POL.
We're hitting POL and truck parts. And it's going to be a really massive effort, about 200 tactical air and about 40
C-52s. B-52s up there, I suppose there is considerable danger, isn't there?
To them?
No. What about SAMs?
They've got that. We haven't lost a plane to a SAM since the first day. They are, Haig says they're rusty up there. They haven't fired those SAMs in a long time. They're going to be saturated. By the time the B-52s go in, they'll be
saturated. I see the casualties were 13, that's right.
Well,
this week.
Well, but that compared to 10.
Or compared to last year.
Yes. But Mr. President,
did you call Rogers and tell him to go to the U.S.? Saluted French, yeah.
but I don't know that it was a monetary.
Here, they say, well, they have here, they said, sure, a lot of
I'm sure it's like.
Yeah. Let me read this very slowly.
Monsieur l'orateur de la Chambre des communes, Monsieur le Président du Sénat, Monsieur le Premier ministre, Messieurs les membres des chambres du Parlement canadien, éminents hôtes et amis.
Yeah.
How you do?
Well, I do it for years. I studied 4 years in college.
It's perfectly comprehensive, everything you say.
Monsieur l'Orateur de la Chambre des Communes, Monsieur le Président du Sénat, Monsieur l'Orateur du Sénat, Monsieur le Premier ministre, Monsieur le membre des chambres du Parlement canadien. How do you say it?
Canadien. You don't chop it up quite that bad. It's Canadien.
Thank you.
experience about it. Both of us, I need to get me. If I could file that for Chinese master call, it's a 50-year old credit. You've got to come to this.